SOP number 35.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, hello everyone. Welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. It's the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. On the show today, we're going to do a little product review of the iRiver T30, and we're going to talk about Mobile Entertainment Magazine. Now, to subscribe to this podcast, simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. There's a link to it right at the top. If you'd like to see our past shows, go out to schoolofpodcasting.net. If you'd like to email me at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com or phone it in at 888-563-3228. We've also got some big news about the School of Podcasting that's coming up. So that is all on the show today. First, let's get a little promo out of the way, shall we?
Hey, who doesn't love a parade? The big marching bands, the dazzling majorettes, the funny clowns, and the beautiful floats. And after all those wonderful entertainers, there's that one guy at the end of the parade cleaning up the horse. Well, that man is me. I'm Dave Jackson, and I want you to join me every week as I bring you the best of the worst bands at the PodSafe Music Network. Hey, just because you suck doesn't mean you don't deserve a little exposure. I mean, after all, what are the best episodes of American Idol? Those weeks where those creepy, crazy, tone-deaf people do their best, and it's the worst. So join me at bestoftheworstpodcast.com and help us pick the best of the worst. By the end of the show, you'll wish you were deaf.
All right. Want to make a couple quick announcements here. Number one, for members of the School of Podcasting, one of the great things about podcasting is RSS feeds. You don't have to deal with email filters. And if you're a student of the School of Podcasting and you are not getting your very own specific RSS feed, please email me and let me know, because there is a students-only version where we talk about other things. So please, if you're not subscribed to that, please let me know and I will resend the email. Unfortunately, that's the only way I can get that to you is that. So the other thing I wanted to mention concerning students is... next Sunday, that would be the 21st of May, we are having a roundtable discussion. It's a conference call, it's a chat room, it's a whiteboard, it's a cool little thing that I just got for the site. It's going to be very fun, and you know, there's no additional fee for that. So if you're a student, simply log in, and the details are right there at the top. Now, speaking of logging in and the fact that there's no additional fee for that, there is a big announcement. I just like that music. I'm sorry. If you've ever thought of becoming a member of the School of Podcasting, now would be the time to do it. June 1st, the price is going up to $19.95 a month. And as always, you can always unsubscribe at any time you want. You know, no hard contract, anything like that. And also, oh, another announcement. In the past, we only accepted PayPal. Well, we now accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and anything else. The two checkout company is the other company I'm now using in addition to PayPal to accept payments. So if you've always been worried about that, hey, you know, we got you covered now. So now the other thing for anyone listening, if you are a current member of the School of Podcasting, you know, your price is not going up. So if you sign up today, you know, and stick around for 6 months, you're not going to, no one will face the price increase that's coming on June 1st, any current members. So if you ever thought about signing up, now would be the time to do it. Alrighty. Next up. Well, I wanted to do a review of Mobile Entertainment Magazine. And here's what I found out. It's from the editors of Laptop Magazine, as in laptopmag.com. And I thought this was a magazine you could subscribe to, and apparently you can't. You can subscribe to a laptop magazine, but there is no actual mobile entertainment. It looks like it was just like a special edition. And so one of the things I wanted to point out of it, number one, according to them, the Apple owns 76% of the MP3 player market. 76%. Now, I say that because I did find... I'm going to be talking about my iRiver purchase here in a second. But if you're looking for something with a line input, there was a review of different MP3 players, and the one I never heard of was this company called Kobe, C-O-B-Y. You can find them at cobyusa.com. And here's what Mobile Entertainment had to say. Here's a serious contender among affordable 20-gig digital audio players. Kobe's MP-C941 includes an FM tuner, a voice recorder, along with a line input for ripping CDs straight to memory without your PC. Do fast file transfers and recharge your 12-hour battery with a USB 2.0 port. The bright backlit LCD, is easy to read even though it is monochrome, and a four-way joystick on the front handles navigation. It says better players are out there, but not at this price, which is listed at $180. Now, the interesting thing is when I went to the Kobe USA site, the MPC941 doesn't have anything about a line import. Well, the reason I was interested in that is I have hope. I have an iRiver 899. And the nice thing about those is, A, they run on batteries versus a rechargeable battery that lasts a fairly long time. But the biggest thing about the early 799, 899 iRivers were they were great for mobile recording if you didn't want to put out the $600 for a Marantz unit or the $300 for the M-Audio unit, and they delivered pretty decent results. I've done a couple different interviews, and I had a microphone from Giant Squid Audio that turned out very well. Now, the problem with my 899 is it was about the size of the palm of my hand, and I was constantly losing it, even though it's bright red, and I thought, and it's been gone for about a month and a half, and I thought, you know, the one sure way to make this thing show up is to go buy a new one. So I went to buy one, and here's something else I wanted to point out. If you have, now I'm in Ohio, and I was really alarmed to find out that two of the Circuit Cities in my area have closed their doors, and I thought for a while that Circuit City had gone kaput completely, and apparently they haven't. But my point is, if you're going to buy, let's say, a CD or some blank CDs or something like that, that are probably going to be the same price at Best Buy as they are at Circuit City, support Circuit City. Now, I have nothing against Best Buy. In fact, most of the time I go to Best Buy, but if there was a Circuit City around, I'd probably go to it. The reason I say that is we don't want Best Buy to be the only game in town, because then their only competition will be Walmart. And come on, Walmart's electronics is not Best Buy or Target, you know, or Target, as we say here, as a joke. So that I found rather alarming. But let me go into the iRiver T30. Well, the 899 had some cool things. Number one, it had a playback speed that I liked, so I could actually listen to my podcasts a little faster than they were recorded, hence listening to more podcasts. And it was easy, it was portable, had a long battery life. The T30 has all that, and just like the 899, it has a line input, has a mic input, has an FM radio, big deal, and it holds a gig. So that's, now, what is interesting about the T30, here's the good news. Number one, there's no more iRiver proprietary, in some cases slightly buggy software, to tie the 899 to your system. The T30 simply plugs in, and you can use it actually as a storage device. It's like a little external hard drive. So you don't have to have any kind of proprietary software to get files off of it, okay? It's also, if you're using music services like Rhapsody or Napster, things like that, it supports that as well. So that's the good news. Also, while it's harder to get to the screen to delete a file from the T30, when you get there, you can delete multiple ones. So that was very cool. So I did like that. Now, what I don't like about the T30 is the 899 had the ability to really jack up the quality when you're recording from a mic or your voice. And the T30 has low, medium, and high settings, which basically amount to 32, 64, and 128 KBS for recording, and the 899 was much more versatile in that. So I really miss my 899, and I still swear that someday it will show up. So between, I've had quite the weekend because Friday I was actually supposed to have an interview for this podcast, and I lost my internet connection because my router went bad. I'm doing this podcast as we speak. It's kind of weird with one earphone on because apparently my sound card has gone kaput, and everything coming out of the left channel, both in my headphones and in my speakers, is completely distorted, which it's very weird sitting here with one earpiece on. So the T30 again, you can still find these. I actually found this at Best Buy. Again, because the Circuit Cities I was going to weren't there anymore. The interesting thing, though, that I also think against Best Buy is I went to the one closest to my house, and they didn't have any iRivers, as in zero. And originally they said they don't carry them at all. And this just goes back to what that magazine said. iPods now, Apple, holds 76% of the market, which is amazing, which is why people are pushing those. Why would Best Buy do that? Because there are all these accessories for the iPod, so I'm sure that's why they're pushing those. There are no accessories really for the iRiver, so you know, put your feet in their shoes. Let's sell this one along with all the accessories, so you get the double sale then. So I actually ended up finding it at an additional Best Buy, but they didn't have a huge selection of iRivers, and again, the T30 may be on its way out. So if you're looking for a portable device to record, check that out. If you have anything that you're using as a portable recording device, I know there's an Eterol, I think is how you pronounce that. The M-Audio has one that's about $300. I just can't see putting out the $600 for a Marantz 660 at the moment. So, and I'm hoping, I've sent an email to this Kobe USA website to see if their unit, and again that was the, for anyone interested, the MPC941, to see if it actually has a line input, because that's actually a pretty cool deal if it's a 20 gig and a line input, depending again on what quality you could record at. So that is, it's been my fun filled weekend. I've gone through a router, I've gone through an iRiver, and now I get to go out and buy a sound card. So, you know, if you have those kind of weekends as a podcaster, realize you're not alone. So that's going to do it for this edition. Thanks for taking time to listen to the School of Podcasting. As always, send in your comments to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com or just call 888-563-3228. In the next show, we will have our interview, and we're going to be talking about using affiliate marketing with podcasting. But until then, class dismissed.